Darwin's unproven theory requires more faith to believe than it does to believe that God created heaven and the earth. If these evolutionary accidents Darwin talks about are true, then the Bible and all that God teaches us is wrong. But no person with common sense believes in Darwin's false theory of evolution. God is our teacher, and he expects us to follow him. By Pastor Henry A. Jones, Nazareth Holy Baptist Church. Of all the disciplines of thought, the knowledge gathered from studying evolution on a microscopic level has truly changed our world. Even the small underfinanced laboratories are designing some very useful microorganisms. By Dr. Raymond Lewis, geneticist, Vardsex Tech. This is Chapter 6, Biogenesis and Hybrid Evolution. I hated what I offered families, a beautiful corpse, an exquisite image of death. It's a hollow feeling of hiding the truth, an artificial memory of serenity and peace created by trickery and embalming with poisonous solutions. And no one really understood what they were seeing in the casket or in the urn of ashes, and I couldn't tell them. That had to remain a secret. I was the one who applied the cosmetics of lifelike eternal glow, the overly expensive makeup used on the faces of our buried dead. It wasn't long after I started working in the funeral world that I witnessed what we do to our loved ones. Specifically, I'm talking about embalming, dressing, and placing the body in the casket. Most people have demonstrated embalming say it's barbaric. And I agree. And that was the problem. Modern embalming wasn't working to me anymore. It was fiddling with dead bodies who didn't need any fiddling. Your relative is dead and isn't getting any better. That's the reality of it. Religion may help smooth it over emotionally, but it doesn't change the facts. When it comes to reality, religion always stands in the way. The pursuit of the knowledge of reality does not coincide with the religious pursuit of mysticism. Science and religion are irreconcilably incompatible.